Millard Fillmore Hospital tonight will become the first hospital to partner with the Erie County Health Department in providing training in the use of Narcan, the life-saving drug that can be administered to those suffering from opioid overdoses. For more, we reached out to Dr. Joshua Lynch, attending emergency physician and director of pre-hospital care at Millard Fillmore Suburban and DeGraff Hospitals. Dr. Lynch confirms the perception that this is a growing problem by citing statistics. Since 2012 in Erie County, there have been 100 opioid deaths per year, about 40 of those related to heroin.
We're on target in Erie County to reach over 200 deaths this year in 2015. One of the lesser known facts is that over half of these overdoses occur outside of the city of Buffalo. We've taken steps with EMS, fire, and police to train them as first responders to deliver the Narcan or Naloxone to patients out in the field. The education for police has kind of been the bigger push right now, as EMS has been doing it for a while. And I would say that almost every police department in Erie County now is trained to carry this.
And on the same note, you have that class of 60 tonight. But what about that, the idea that this class is already maxed out in the level of interest? Can you perhaps put some perspective on that?
Erie County, in cooperation with Evergreen Health Services and Horizon Health Services, have put on a few of these classes, and they fill usually within 24 to 48 hours, and that's numbers of 50 to 60. Actually, this is a smaller class. The ones they have at the Erie County Fire and Training Center in Cheektowaga are larger than that. So we're planning to hold more classes. I know in the short term we'll be having more at Suburban and probably one at DeGraff. After the training, you walk out of the door with the medication and are able to help.
Heroin is something that's been around for a long time, and I know we're not just talking about heroin overdoses here, but at the same time, what is it at this point in time that makes this type of use seemingly so much more acute than maybe it had been in previous years, or is that just a misperception on my part?
No, it's definitely not a misperception. I think that we're seeing this become so much more of a problem recently is that people seem to get hooked on narcotics when they start off with tablets, such as Vicodin or Lortab or Percocet. And eventually the prescription runs out. And unfortunately, they end up turning to the streets to get more tablets. And eventually, most people will reach the point that the tablets become so expensive and their need for the drug is so high that they can't afford the tablets anymore. And heroin has traditionally been cheaper and unfortunately very easy to get. And that what we see is why people tend to head towards heroin.
As you mentioned earlier in our conversation, these classes seem to book up very, very quickly. What is involved in the training session?
So the training is about 2 hours. There are kind of lecture style, PowerPoint style for the first half. And then the second half is hands-on training. So when you leave, you will understand how the medication works, when it is appropriate to use it, and you will have your own dose of medicine to give. And you will have gone through a hands-on training so you'll understand how to put it together and how to use it and what to do after you use it. I want to encourage people not to be afraid to call 911 if they're with somebody that's overdosing or if they kind of feel themselves overdosing. There are Good Samaritan laws that protect the caller and the person who has overdosed.
Dr. Joshua Lynch, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Anytime. Thank you.